Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Do what?
Hi, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
All right. So, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
We don't register like that. We just register to vote, period.
All right. Well, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat, but I'm a freak in this neighborhood.
All right. So in this November's election, how likely are you to vote? Would you say you're going to vote for Kamala Harris as president,
sure.
Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas? Or would you say you're going to vote for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they're better?
It'll be a mix because of the judges. But definitely Kamala Harris and definitely anybody that runs against Ted Cruz.
All right. So, as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans. It has been that way for, like, at least the past 30 years. So, in your opinion, would you say it's time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas? Or do you think that this Republican one-party rule is working well and it should continue?
Nah, it's terrible. We need to change it.
All right. So now, which of the following is more important to you as a problem of the issues facing Texas today? And the list goes healthcare costs, illegal immigration and the border, funding for public schools and teacher pay, gun violence, violent crimes, abortion rights, the economy, inflation and jobs, or property taxes.
What's the question? Which is the worst?
Yeah, so which one of these issues would you feel are, like, the most important ones?
Yeah, I mean, our property values and taxes are through the roof, but abortion is, you know, we basically banned abortion here, which is dangerous for women.
All right, so would you say the most important issue is abortion rights?
Yeah.
All right. So what would you say is the second most important issue?
Did you talk about property tax?
Yes, I believe so. We said
yeah,
property taxes.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, that's a problem. That's crazy.
All right.
Paying stupid money now.
All right. So now if you could rate your opinions towards these people as either meaning you have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And the first person is Ken Paxton.
Horrible.
So very unfavorable?
Yeah, as low as it goes.
All right. What about Colin Allred?
He's okay. I'd put him, like, one step above loving on him. One step below. Unfavorable.
So would you say somewhat unfavorable then?
No. I'd put him at favorable.
Oh, somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Probably just somewhat.
All right. What about Laurel Jordan Swift?
I don't know who it is.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Real super favorable.
All right. Donald Trump?
He's a jerk. He's terrible. Low as it goes.
So very unfavorable then?
Whatever you know, it's what it is.
All right. What about Mark LaHood?
I knew that guy for years as an attorney. He did try to flip, though, and act like he's on the other side. But he's a decent person. He puts somewhat favorable.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
He was too old, so he needed to get out, but he did it. So now that he did that, I'd say super favorable.
All right. What about Steve Allison?
Oh, that dude's an asshole. Super unfavorable.
All right. And what about Ted Cruz?
Low as you can possibly ever go. He's two-faced as hell.
All right. So if the 2024 presidential elections are being held today, for who would you vote?
Whoever runs against Trump, I wouldn't care. It could be two dead flies with their wings pulled off. I'd vote for him.
All
whoever's
right.
running against them.
All right. So
Kamala Harris right now.
Kamala Harris. All right. So if the U.S. Senate elections were held today between Ted Cruz and Colin Allred, for who would you vote for?
Same thing, anybody but Ted, so Colin.
All right. And if the elections for Texas State Representative were held today, would you vote for Mark LaHood or Laurel Jordan Swift?
Man, that's tough because I don't know who Swift is, but I've known Mark for a long time. I'd probably vote for Mark.
For context, Mark LaHood, Republican, and Laurel Swift, Democrat.
Yeah, I'd go ahead and vote for Mark. He ain't really a Republican. He just did that to get on the ballot.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. So Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation and that now is time to be bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their children. And the second statement is, Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin to fight to fully fund our public schools and expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion as well as foster unity and respect.
So in the question, if all that was true, would that change my opinion?
Well, this one is based on these statements. Would you say you're going to vote for Mark LaHood or Laurel Jordan Swift?
I mean, I think Mark is just saying whatever. Mark knows it's a red state. He knows Republicans win. He knows he has to go play this game. They beat him up because he's always been a Democrat. I've known him for years. But and then the other lady said she used to be a Republican. So I'm like, wait, is she doing the other side? Wait a minute. But if the stuff you said was true, right, and I don't think it is, I think Mark is just saying what people want to hear. But anyway, if it was true, then I would vote for whoever that other lady is with.
All right. So now I'm going to read you two statements about American culture, and if you could please tell me which one comes closest to your opinion. So statement number one is, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong in ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country.
Yeah, I've heard enough. Yeah, that's bullshit, right? What else you got?
All right. And the second statement is, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with an equal opportunity.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So the second one?
Yeah, what's sad is all the people that are going to say the first one because they're a bunch of MAGA jerks that live around here.
All right.
The second one.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you again two statements, but this time about values and freedoms. So statement number one says, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their right or choices dictated by government politicians. Or statement number two, agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversation for children.
Yeah, I agree with that, number one.
Number one, all right.
Yeah.
And which one comes closest to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? Number one, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas's taxpayer money on his failed border policies when the money could be better spent on schools or lowering health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Or statement number two, Texas being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money.
Not number one.
Number one, all right. And do you agree?
Quit shipping them, dude. How's that dude not getting charged with trafficking illegal people when he ships them all over the country? But anyway, yeah.
All right.
A joke, too. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. So do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
Disagree. Nobody's business.
All right. So in your opinion, which one of these five things is the worst thing about Texas's anti-abortion laws? And the list goes, fines any family or friends $10,000 if they assist a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion, Number two, no exceptions for when the life of a woman is at risk. Number three, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Number four, takes away women's freedoms to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Or number five, requires forced birth to rape victims, including girls as young as 11.
So, I mean, it's all jacked up, but what was the question? Which one is the best or the worst?
The worst. The in your opinion, which one of these do you think is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion
law? Say one that it takes away a woman's option to make her own choices and keep everybody out of her damn business. That one.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you just a few short statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. And if you could rate each reaction, if you could rate each one of these statements based on your reaction, meaning this is a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, this is a somewhat strong reason to vote against this candidate, or this is a very weak reason to vote against this candidate. And the first statement is, Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection.
I mean, I don't believe that, but what's the question? That's a dumb idea.
Yeah, so
it's bullshit if he did that, but he hadn't done it. It's bullshit. But anyway, he ain't worked that at all. He's only licensed here in Texas. I know the dude. I've tried cases against him. But anyway, that's a weak argument against him. I mean, No. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're saying, well, it's a good argument to make people not want to vote for him? Yeah, that's actually a good one.
All right. So, you're actually really, really, really right.
Godly won't want to vote for his ass if they believed it. I don't believe it, though, but I think he's saying it because he knows what these idiots want to hear. But anyway, that's a good reason to vote against him if it was true.
All right. So would you say this is a very good reason or a somewhat good reason?
Yeah, maybe put somewhat.
All right. If elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
Yeah, that's a great reason not to vote for him.
Very strong or somewhat?
Yeah, very strong.
All right. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school.
That's a super weak one. Super weak reason not to vote for her.
All right. LaHood is on record of taking campaign contributions from a group even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women.
Yeah, it'd be a good, great, excellent reason not to vote for him if it was true.
All right. Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's pro-abortion, but that'd be a weak reason not to vote for her.
All right. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership.
That's a terrible question, but, I don't really understand the question, but this is Texas. We like our guns. So, I don't understand. If you're saying she wants to take away guns from people, nobody in this state's going to like that. They're going to say that's a great reason not to vote for it.
All right. Well, you are right. That is exactly what this statement means. Basically means that she wants to take away guns or make it harder to purchase guns. So would you say this is a very strong reason to vote against or a somewhat strong reason or a weak reason to vote against?
See, the thing is, if you said she's going to make it harder to get, like, assault weapons and guns that don't involve hunting, then I'd say, nobody cares. Well, people, dumbasses care, but they shouldn't. But if you're saying that she just going to take away your gun, that's a great reason not to vote for it, and it would work in this state for sure.
All right. So would you say it's a somewhat
super
strong
great,
against?
Highest. Like, strongest. Whatever, extremely good reason not to vote for if that was true.
All right. Mark LaHood is endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote
That's
conspiracy
a great
theories.
Not to, great reason not to vote for
All
the
right.
strongest one.
LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defending public education and restricting personal freedoms.
Somewhat.
Markle had claimed to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder.
That's weak, because if you're a defense attorney, you gotta, that's what you do. It's a weak reason.
All right. Laura Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs, and a spike in migrant crime to our communities.
Yeah, it's just a crappy statement that I wouldn't pay attention to, because it's total bullshit. But, you know, pass the bill, dude. Pass the bill that was already over there. Get Trump to quit blocking it. Anyway, that's probably, I don't know. Probably somewhat good reason around here.
All right. Markle Hood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools.
Great reason not to vote for
him. All right. Thank you. And Liberal Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting, in quotation marks, woke, DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police.
That's super weak-ass reason.
All right.
People don't even know what woke is.
All right. And Markle Hood supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts a woman's pregnancy life at risk.
That's a great reason. Yeah, great reason not to vote for it.
All right. Thank you. So after hearing this statement about Markle Hood and his beliefs, as well as knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent representative, Steve Allison, in the primary, would you say you agree or disagree with the following statement? Markle Hood is the kind of Republican that is too extreme for Texas.
He's not as extreme as Allison was, so I disagree. For Texas,
disagree.
Yeah, well, actually he is. We don't need that crap. Yeah, he is. He's too extreme.
So you agree then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And now I'm going to read you just a few statements about Laura Jordan Swift, so you can like also know about this candidate. And if you could tell me your reaction to each statement. So would you say you have like a very positive opinion about this statement, a somewhat positive, neutral, or a negative? And the first statement is, Laura Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes.
Yeah, I agree. Strongly agree with that. Her real super positive.
All right. Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver in the legislature, working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done.
Yeah, super positive.
In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do.
Yeah, it's crazy. We hadn't done it, but we got an idiot for a governor. Super positive.
All right. As a Republican in power continues to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing costs of insuring a home or a vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Laura Jordan Swift says it's time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates.
Yeah, somewhat positive.
Laura Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including one medicine.
Extremely positive.
All right. Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of homeownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for businesses and for corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay the share.
Yeah, super positive. I pay off the butt for all my property.
Okay. In the legislature, Swift will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers.
Yeah, super positive.
A former Republican herself, Swift has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she will work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us.
Started losing with that former Republican, but he still looks like she's on the right side of everything. Super positive.
All right. And Laura believes the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales.
Yeah, super positive.
All right. Thank you. So as a Republican, let's see if she's missing one. All right. All right, perfect. So just kind of confirmation. For the statement that said, Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use common sense and talk to one another. For that one, you said very positive. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So having heard all this information, all about Mark LaHood and Laurel Jordan Swift, for who would you vote for?
I mean, really, if Mark LaHood's going down the stuff you're saying, I'd vote for Swift.
Swift, all right. And would you mind sharing your gender?
I'm male.
Male, all right. And would you mind sharing your age?
I don't know how old I am, 62, I think.
All right, thank you.
I quit counting at 40, honestly. Go ahead.
Oh, totally understandable. All right. So, do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Mexican, Spanish, or Latino ancestry?
No.
All right. So, would you mind sharing your race?
Yeah, I'm just a white boy.
All right. All right.
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain it?
Yeah, I've got a law degree, a doctor.
All right. Wow, nice. Wow.
Doctor.
All right, cool. So now I'm going to read you like a list of sources where people get their news from in entertainment. And if you could rate if you get your news from them, basically. So it's just a yes or no. So the first one is TV channels like MSNBC or CNN.
MSNBC has some good shows, the CNN, though.
All right. So would you say you do watch them, like you do watch MSNBC then?
Yeah, but not CNN, never.
All right.
So
that's what about
a bad question.
All right, thank you. What about TV streaming, like Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
A tiny bit of that, but more Max, and I don't think we watch Hulu no more.
All right.
I don't know. There's no news.
All right. No worries. What about Twitter or TikTok or Instagram?
Not for news because it's even Facebook is so much fake crap.
Right.
So
what about
people believe so much lies on there? It's insane.
All right. Thank you. What about Facebook?
That's like the worst place to even ever consider getting news, man. I just straightened an idiot out earlier. I was like, dude, everything you post is not true. And he's like, fact check it. Here it is, dude. It's wrong. Somebody changed it all. Anyway, yeah, it's a horrible place for news.
All right. What about
there is no news on Facebook, man.
All right. Thank you. What about YouTube TV?
Yeah, but I have YouTube TV.
All right.
We watch that all the time.
All right. So
it's got MSNBC and Fox and all of them on it, right?
All right. So would you say you use it for news or entertainment?
Both.
Both? All right. And what about TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Oh, those are horrible. I watch them sometimes just for entertainment. I'll read Fox News every morning. Not read it, but just kind of read the headlines. And it's shocking, man. It's just trying to stir up hate. Yeah, but I don't think it's news. I think it's all opinion pieces.
All right. So would you say you use it regularly?
No. Yeah, I don't think it's any news at all on there.
All right.
I mean, you can put occasionally if you want, because I do. I look at it every day, but I don't really read their stories usually. Sometimes I'll read it to go figure out, is there any fact behind this? And then you realize there isn't.
Okay,
it's all opinion pieces.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too.
All right. Goodbye.
Hey, and if you keep calling people in Texas, you're going to be hearing the complete opposite of what you just heard.
All right.
Especially if you call them in my neighborhood.
All right. Well, goodbye. And thank you so much for that heads up.